Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Half Brother by Christine Keary. Published by Ultimo Press in 2023, today's book is all about families, secrets, and manipulation. Sisters Hannah and Steph have been brought up in a loving family in suburban Melbourne. Their world is rocked when their mother confesses that she got pregnant and adopted out a baby before she married their father. The baby, a son, has contacted their mother and wants to begin a relationship with his long-lost family. At first, Hannah and Steph are impressed by their half-brother Alex's status, wealth, and demeanour. Adopted into a wealthy family, Alex is a go-getter and is not afraid to step in and help out his sisters, involving himself in every aspect of their lives to make up the lost time. But when Alex invites the three of them to stay in his estate in the Adelaide Hills, it becomes clear that he has his own agenda, and that despite his riches, his life may not have been as happy as they imagine. He begins to play games with his mother and his two sisters, dividing their loyalties and raking up secrets from the past, and is determined to become a central part of their lives. But in his attempt to become one of the family, will Alex tear their whole family apart? The Half-Brother is a psychological thriller about narcissism, loyalty, and secrets. It's dread-inducing and sinister, and the worst kind of horror because it feels so real. I wanted to throw the book across the room a number of times when I wanted the characters to get away from their half-brother and beat him at his own games. At times, this is a frustrating but completely engrossing read. Steph is a people pleaser. Divorced from her husband, she's seduced by food and beautiful designer things, leading her, unfortunately, into debt. Alex's wealth is entrancing to Steph and her younger son, Heath, but her rebellious tween daughter, Rosie, seems to be the only one who sees through Alex's facade, and the only one strong enough to stand up to him. Hannah is an academic with a much older husband and a mildly unfulfilling life. The smarter of the two, she's always been jealous of Steph and her ability with people. Now she harbours a secret longing. The half-brother Alex is a loathsome character. He's good-looking, charming, and a collector of secrets. Secrets that he tucks away to use to his advantage in the future. But the character I felt most sorry for was Steph and Hannah's dad. Pushed aside by the newcomer, his world is shattered because he had no idea that Alex even existed. Seeing him suffer really tugged at my heart. The half-brother is also about gaslighting, manipulation, and what money can do, as well as about families, good and bad, influence, and legacy. So if you like dread-inducing psychological thrillers, broken families, narcissists, sisters, and secrets, you might like The Half-Brother by Christine Keary. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.